Well, I think that we had a lot of spin at the time from the minister. We've now had, 140 Garda stations closed. And what we were told was this was a new smart policing, that police would now have more cars and they would cover rural areas with mobile patrols. But we know from the Gardaí themselves, they actually have less cars. We have in Donegal about 15% cuts in Garda numbers over the last number of years. And, of course, Garda station is closed and the Glenties Garda district amalgamated with Milford and with Ballyshannon. So, it's clear with this latest development that there's just no strategy but cuts coming from government.
Now, out of the Garda stations that closed here in Donegal, two of them are for sale at Culdaff and Bracca. They haven't been sold yet. Would we be better off with them still opened?
Well, I think that if you talk to communities across Donegal, and particularly communities in isolated rural areas or close to the border, they feel that they would prefer to have their Garda stations open. They certainly would prefer to have more Gardaí and certainly more mobile patrols. But all of those things have been cut. And what we have is a situation where we have a minister who's very arrogant, who refuses to come into Donegal and meet communities and listen to them. And this latest development in terms of Garda stations lying empty just shows you what a ridiculous strategy, so-called strategy, the government has.